Fit for Europe, the Fit for Them podcast.
Hello, my name is Duncan Minicea, and I would like to welcome all of our listeners to the next episode of our podcast. This episode is devoted to new tandems that we can create within the For Them Alliance and to the newly opened virtual office. To discuss those matters, I have two distinguished and interesting guests. I have Nina Straub from the University of Mainz and Justine Bitron from the University of Burgundy in Dijon. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. So let's start with this idea that we all encourage within the For Them Alliance of creating tandems. Can you say something more about it? And can you tell us about practicalities, how such tandems work? Because I know that you have just set up such a tandem.
Yes, sure we can. Thank you very much for the opportunity of explaining a little bit more about our opportunities and Fit for Them. So the idea behind the tandems is that we want to bring people together from different universities, from different fields, with different backgrounds and different expertise. This way we want to foster the internationalization processes, and we want to make sure that barriers are being reduced and people get to know each other. Especially after the corona pandemic, this is something very important, and meeting people in person is very, very nice, and it actually gives you new impulses. Yeah. So what we do in Fit for Them is we form tandems. That means that people do exchange on certain topics. They can choose freely, like of their will. They meet regularly for 6 months, and they exchange about topics like what is actually my expertise, what is my CV,
what can we bring to each other.
Exactly,
it's also one of the big incentive of these tandems. I mean, we started our tandem, I would say, at the beginning of the year, and it's been, I mean, on my end, it's been very, very interesting and very rich to learn from your expertise and your background and how you do things, because it's true that when you do your everyday work, you're so used to doing it your own way, and then when you compare, you realize that you have a lot to learn, and it's very important, especially in an alliance like ours, to exchange with each other, to learn from each other. And I really think that's...
So if any one of our listeners would like to set up such a tandem, so how does it work?
You contact us.
Yes, just write us an email to fitforthem@university-mainz.de. And just let us know what you want to exchange about. If you already have a partner, you can basically just get in contact directly with them. And we're here to support and
help. Yeah, and if you don't have a partner, you can still contact us. And then we will do what we can on our end to find a partner for you within the alliance, mm-hmm. Which is also why we are here, to help connect the dots with each other.
But apart from tandems, we have another interesting initiative, another interesting idea, which is a virtual office.
Yes.
Can you explain the idea behind virtual office and how we as members of the alliance and workers at individual universities, how can we take advantage of that office?
Well, thank you for asking, because it's very important that we communicate about it, as we will officially launch this office in September. So this policy and services office is really here to support the alliance as a whole, to support our researchers. The idea is that we realized in the past year and a half that the alliance is big. We are now 9 partners, and sometimes it can be hard for the researchers when they look for support. They don't really know where they have to ask, who they have to contact. So the idea is really to be the central point that they can come to us, and then we direct them to the experts that they need. To our colleagues will have the answers for them. It's really to support them. So it is the first time in the alliance that we'll have this kind of transversal office that we will work for the whole alliance. So Nina is from Mainz, I'm from UB, but we are really for the first time we'll be the faces of this office for the alliance, not just for Mainz or in Dijon, just for the whole alliance.
Yes, and also one very important point of the office is that in Fit for Them, in this last 18 months, we created a lot of outcome, a lot of really nice results. We have collected like lists of experts, and we have so many strategies and agendas and everything, and we want to put all of these results to use.
Absolutely.
We want to have them in a central point, because once the project Fit for Them is over, we want to make sure that this is something that can be continued and will not be lost, but will be used.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
So what sorts of practical problems you expect people to come to your office? What do you think is the most typical stuff that can be handled?
This is something that we are.
This
don't
is
know
a very
exactly.
good and open, and not really. We don't really have a clear answer yet. As I explained, we have been discussing this office for the past year and a half. We have still been discussing this office this past week in Opole, and we haven't launched it yet. So it's a bit hard to answer this this question. I mean, of course, we have an idea of. Probably the researchers will come to us who will want to be connected with other researchers in the alliance who have the same topics of interest, so then they can apply together to European calls, things like that. But as of today, it is still hard for us to know. We're really curious to see, you know, what will be the demands, why will they come to us for, and then we will adapt to their needs.
So, for example, I'm conducting research and I may be wondering if I can find partners in other Alliance universities. So it is the place to come. Yes, your office.
For example, this is what you could do. But we have to be a bit careful because some of our partner universities, they already have support services established. Okay. So we don't want to double these services. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is some partners, for example, for research funding, they don't have the units that support them because they don't have the resources and it's not established yet. But other partners are quite good in this area. So we can try to support each other. And if those two partners want to, for example, apply for research funding together, they can come to our office and we can see how much support we can give them by giving them information or maybe also checking their proposal and giving feedback on that. But this is something we will see in the future, what is coming.
To connect the, to jump on what Nina said is exactly to identify, which is what we've been doing the past year and a half, like to identify everyone's strongholds. So then we can combine these strongholds to bring everyone up. That's really the idea, I would say, behind the project, but also behind this office.
It sounds really interesting. And I would like to thank you very much for your time
to
come here and to record this podcast. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay at the University of Opole. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for having us.
It was our pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This was the conversation I had recorded earlier with Nina and Justine. If you missed some of the details there, I would like to recap that since September 2022, Fit for Them is offering yet another form of support for researchers of the Alliance. And this concerns both young researchers as well as the more experienced ones. Thanks to the newly launched Joint Research and Innovation Support and Policy Office, which is a virtual network of experts, you can get advice on issues that might be missing from your local administration. For example, you could inquire if there are any researchers looking for project partners or your area of discipline. The office can help you find keynote speakers for a conference you're organizing or a reviewer for a paper or thesis. If you want to get in touch with the lab and the information on the partner university website is not very clear, pop them an email. They might help you if you want a quick consultation on your eligibility as an applicant in a European level call. They might also arrange an online meeting inviting experts
or prospective partners. They might not have so many resources as to help you write an entire proposal, but they will surely identify opportunities or training suitable for you. The office will also publicize various calls and invitations, so make sure you follow Fit for Them on Twitter or LinkedIn. To get in touch with the Joint R&I Support and Policy Office, please go to the For Them website. This is www.forthem-alliance.eu and use the Contacts tab or the Virtual Offices dedicated tab under Fit for Them. Our today's guests, Nina Straub and Justine Bitron, are the go-to persons. That's all for now. Thank you very much for your time and attention, and good luck!